Hey, you're listening to A Face for Radio on CITR. Hey, you're listening to A Face for Radio on CITR. All right, and a couple more. Hey, you're listening to A Face for Radio on CITR. Wait, should I do one more that's more varied? Hey, you're listening to A Face for Radio on CITR. Hey, you're listening... Oh, wait, ready?
Yeah.
Hey, you're...
Sorry.
Okay. All right, I'm going to start in 3, 2, 1. Hey, you're listening to A Face for Radio on CITR.
All right, hello. This is, as you heard many times, A Face for Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory here at the UBC campus of Vancouver campus of UBC. I'm back after a week. Some technical issues here. And just overall tardiness leading to a bit of a late start. So I apologize. Also, I was away last week. I was in New York City, the Big Apple. And it was great. I have first time I've been there in a very long time. And I felt a little bit like a country bumpkin. But, you know, that's okay. I was able to experience a lot of different things, go see a lot of cool stuff. But it's so big. It's just a gigantic city, and there's so much to do. And I was there for a week, which is a lot, I guess, but still felt like no time at all. And also, I don't think this is something that people think about that much, but I had a taxi ride with this guy named Omar, who was from the Bronx, and we were chatting, and he was saying, like, one of the reasons that there's so many big buildings in Manhattan and nowhere else is because some of the bedrock in Brooklyn, Queens, and the Bronx aren't as strong as Manhattan. And I was like, that seems fishy. But then I thought about just the weight, the sheer weight of all of those buildings and cars and parking garages and people, food, waste, rats. There's probably a straight up 10 tons of rats in Manhattan. Okay, maybe not that much, but like at least 500 pounds, you know? And it's a lot. That is just something to be reckoned with. Anyways, I also got to go to, I was lucky. I went out one night. We wanted to go see some jazz. I was with my mom and my cousin. So I went to this place called Fat Cat in Greenwich Village, which had, which is really cool. It had ping pong, which I was happy about. I tried to start a ping pong team, or I did start a ping pong team in my high school, and then was cut from the ping pong team that me and this other guy started. Both of us were cut because we didn't make it through the tryouts. Anyway, so it was fun. They had ping pong, they had pool, foosball, not skee ball, whatever the one that's like curling. They had all these different games. There's a band playing jazz, and some guy who was there, I think, to pick something up, my mom knew, because he's from Vancouver, and my mom used to go to a lot of jazz shows in Vancouver. So my mom knew him, which was wild. And this guy, Evan Arntzen, who moved to New York from Vancouver to play there, told us about this really cool place called the Rum House, which is a bar. And they're playing, you know, old-timey ragtime jazz. And it was just this group of old-timers, some younger people, just playing all these classics with flair, and it was great. It was wonderful. There was this odd crowd. I mean, the crowd was good overall, but there were some oddballs in the crowd, like this, as my mom called him, the Eternal Beach Boy, who had just bleach blonde hair, just terrible haircut, whereas, like, he just threw it all back and snipped it, and just did, it was awful. And he was with this woman that I'm sure that they just met and were just hardcore making out. She's just grabbing his butt full out, and he was just making out just very graphically, which is fine, you know, whatever, that's cool. But it was funny to hear these guys playing, you know, like songs from 1912, and these people getting down like no tomorrow. Anyways, I was lucky enough to meet some of the people that were playing, and I'm going to play some of their music. We're going to kick it off with with Terry Waldo and Bo Grumpus. Terry Waldo runs the sort of jam session that I was lucky enough to attend, and he is a force in the jazz scene. He studied with, he's the protege of UB Blake. He's, you know, one of the big names in keeping ragtime, old-timey jazz, or traditional jazz alive. Plays the piano. And that's all. We've got some more stuff, but I'll talk about the other people after this. So we're going to kick it off with Terry Waldo and Bo Grumpus playing the song I'd Give a Dollar for a Dime, written by UB Blake. Enjoy.
That little jukebox right over there, it's like a magic key, for it can take me anywhere on wings of memories. I'd give a dollar for a dime. I've got to hear that record play again. Turn love's December into May again. Bring me a thrill just one more time. I'd give a dollar for a dime. I've got to hear that sweet refrain again. That carries me down Lover's Lane again. Back when the world was on rock, seems that song was written for us. Every word and note has charm. Our two hearts would join the chorus as I held you in my arms. I'd give a dollar for a dime. My aching heart is on my sleeve again. To close my eyes and make believe again. I'd give a dollar for a dime. To play that record one more time. Thank you. dollar for a dime. My aching heart is on my sleeve again. To close my eyes and make believe again, I'd give a dollar for a dime to play that record one more time. When you're cheating on your baby, don't forget that maybe your baby may be cheating on you. When you fool around somebody, don't forget somebody may be fooling around your baby too. When you're out together and you're having so much fun, don't forget that two can play the game the same as one. When you're cheating on your baby, don't forget that maybe your baby may be cheating on you. When you're cheating on your baby, don't forget that maybe your baby may be cheating on you. When you fool around somebody, don't forget somebody may be fooling around your baby too. When you're out together and you're having so much fun, don't forget the two can play the game the same as one. When you're cheating on your baby, don't forget that maybe your baby may be cheating on you. Your baby may be cheating on you.
information and the gay muchachas are rare, but they can't compare with that sexy line that parades each day at Sunset and Vine. It's quite the life to play gypsy and roam as gypsies will roam. It's quite the life to play gypsy, but your heart starts singing when your homeward winging cross the foam. And the Hudson River makes you start to quiver like the latest flavor that's simply dripping. No more packing and unpacking. Light the home fire, get my slippers, start a pizza, 'cause it is oh so nice to come home.
I'd do anything for you. I'd take a trip to Mars, even count the stars. I'd do anything for you. I'd gladly spend a fortune just to see you smile, hear you say I love you every little while. In my heart there's ecstasy, long as you have faith in me, I'd do anything for you.
Thank you. three decades, CITR's annual Battle of the Bands Shindig has been host to local bands known and unknown. This year, Shindig leaps into its fourth decade as 27 bands prepare to take the stage. The stakes are high, with artists competing for studio recording time, event showcase spots, and more. Shindig 31 marks CITR's first year at the Hindenburg, so come celebrate with cheap drinks, free pool, great stage, and of course, jokes for beer. Shindig runs every Tuesday until December 16th at the Hindenburg, 23 West Cordova. Cover is only $6. Shindig congratulates Pale Red for moving into the semifinals. This October 28th, come to night two of Shindig for the chamber folk of Sam Tudor, propulsive rock from duo Still Creek Murder, and the post-punk shoegaze of Rainbow.
Hello, 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 hello. We are back. The show is, of course, A Face for Radio. On CITR 101.9 FM, there's just been a whole lot going on. Unfortunately, I went to play an ad for Shindig, CITR's Battle of the Bands, and it said to play that on October 25th, which I could not find. I only saw one that said October 28th. So I was like, okay, someone made a mistake. They put 28 instead of 25, or maybe 28th as the day, and it's not the 25th. Either way, no. October 28th was the second Shindig 2 years ago. So disregard the details of that last one. Shindig, I went there on Tuesday for the opening. It was great. The new host kind of sucks, but, you know, whatever. It's worth it. The environment's good. I'm kidding. He's great. And it'll be happening on Tuesday. I know one of the bands is a band that I can't say on the radio right now. Let's just call them S. Lord Efferman, for lack of a better word. All right, and we listened to, we kicked it off with two songs by Terry Waldo and Bo Grumpus off of their album Kinky and Sweet. The first song was called I Give a Dollar for a Dime, a beautiful ballad featuring a very nice alto solo by Dan Levinson. And then we followed up with the song If You're Cheating on Your Baby, also by Terry Waldo and Bro Grumpus, off Kinky and Sweet, which is an album that has a lot of just pretty funny old-timey novelty tracks and new ones made in that style, because that was a huge thing, apparently, back in the day. So we listened to two songs from there, and then we listened to Molly Ryan with the song It's Nice to Go Traveling off her album Let's Fly Away. And I played that song in particular because it is nice to go traveling, but it's also nice to come home. So I thought it was appropriate since I was away last week. And hopefully we're going to have Molly Ryan on the show next week for an interview. And I'm excited for that because I'm going to be totally honest. I generally veer away from vocal jazz that isn't, you know, like some of the older canon, but she has a great voice, and the arrangements on the album are great, and overall it was wonderful. I went to the gym yesterday and put it on, not necessarily gym music, however, I got a good workout and thoroughly enjoyed the music. And then we listened to Hoppin' Mad, which I don't know anything about. The song's called I Would Do Anything For You. It's off an album, I suppose, but I can't tell for sure. It's on their SoundCloud page. I just wanted to get something featuring Evan Arntzen, who recommended to go to the Rum House, and I wouldn't have listened to the first two or heard of them, first two musicians that we played, if it wasn't for him. And all right, we're going to change it up a bit with a Vancouver band that takes a bit of a heavier approach to jazz, a bit more Zappa influenced, a bit more Lounge Lizardsy. This band is called Big Evil. The song is called Get the F Down, and it's from their new album, Applebine. Enjoy.
East Van Go-Go's are pleased to announce a benefit concert and brunch Sunday, November 6th at the Trout Lake Community Center. Proceeds benefit the Grandmothers to Grandmothers project of the Stephen Lewis Foundation, supporting African grandmothers who are raising children orphaned by AIDS. The event combines delicious home cooking and soul-stirring live performances from Illiterati. Seating is limited, so reserve a ticket now by emailing eastvangogos@gmail.com. The world is a better place because of Kim Kardashian's empire,
Cheetos,
fleece material,
and Discorder.
It's a local independent music magazine from CITR.
Which means that we can print whatever we heckin' want.
Album and live show reviews, interviews with artists, and sweet illustrations grace our pages.
And even you, listener, can contribute.
Just visit CITR.ca/discorder/contribute.
You can grab it around town or read it at discorder.ca.
Forever local and forever free.
Tune in every other Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. for Blood on the Saddle with your host, Dan N., for real, authentic country.
All right. It's CITR 101.9 FM, the show, of course, The Face for Radio. I'm your host, Eric Coates. It has been wild. I can't stress enough how much this show has been. We're just flying from the seat of our pants here. There's no other way to put it. We played that set. We started off a set that was all over the place. A big change from the generally uniform first set of songs that we played, but we kicked it off with Big Evil, their song Get the F Down off of their new album Applebine. Cool local band. I think the guitarist in the band's playing Shindig next week, then with another band, and Shindig is now at Pat's Pub, I should say. Also, then we kicked it off with continued with another local band called Dumb, their song Esmari off their new cassette Mustang Law. That's pretty good. I thoroughly enjoyed it so far. And then I just really wanted to play this song, and it didn't really fit in anywhere, but I thought it was a good song. It was a song called Carry Me by the Stampeders from their 1971 album Against the Grain. Stampeders were a rock and roll outfit, CanCon from Calgary, and apparently they're still around. All right, now we're going to keep it going. This is also, this next track we're going to get, is also something that I got when I was in New York. I was, I went to Columbia University to check it out, and it's very close to Harlem, so I was like, let's go to Harlem. I want to see the Apollo Theater. I want to, you know, check out this hub, this cultural hub. So much has come from there. So many great things. So I went up, walked up to Harlem, I was just walking around, sort of enjoying it, and I was amazed at just the activity of things just happening on the street with vendors here and there, people talking. It was happening. So I went and I started chatting with this guy who was selling CDs, and I saw they had a Jackie Wilson Best Of. Jackie Wilson is probably the only big soul singer that I don't really know that well. So I bought the CD, and we're going to listen to some Jackie Wilson now, and some more soul music. And I'm sorry, I'm not able to answer the phone right now. I don't like answering the phone while I'm talking, so I'm about to put the music on. Whoever is calling, please call back. I'd be happy to take your call, or at least try to, hopefully not hang up on you. Anyways, we've got Jackie Wilson with a song, That's Why I Love You So. Enjoy.
Someone to care, someone to share lonely hours and- someone to kiss, someone to miss. When you're away, to hear from me today, to be loved, to be loved. Oh, oh, what a feeling to be loved. Some wish to be a king or a queen. Some wish for fortune and a fame. But to be truly, truly, truly loved is more than all of these things. Oh, oh, someone to kiss, someone to miss. When you're away, to hear from me today, to be loved.
To be loved.
Dude!
All right, some old school Canadian soul right there. That was Diane Brooks with the song Walking on My Mind, a single from 1969, I believe. Yeah, and we kicked that set off with Jackie Wilson, one of the soul greats that I am just getting to know. Embarrassingly enough, I really only knew Jackie Wilson because of the song Jackie Wilson Said by Van Morrison, and that apparently Van Morrison idolized Jackie Wilson. Besides that, I never really heard his music, but you don't really hear Jackie Wilson that often. So anyways, I'm enjoying the greatest hits, hopefully going to get into more of that. So we kicked off the set with the song That's Why I Love You So by Jackie Wilson, off the very best of Jackie Wilson. Then we listened to another Canadian soul song, Big Town Boy, by Shirley Matthews. Shirley Matthews was a Toronto singer, and Toronto-based singer from Harrow, Ontario. And yeah, she had a huge hit with the song Big Town Boy that debuted on 1050 Chum in Toronto on December 2nd, 1963, the same day as She Loves You by the Beatles. And apparently, according to her Wikipedia page, she married, taking the name Shirley Vedder, and quit the music industry, eventually becoming the CEO of a chain of racquetball and sports fitness clubs. Now that is a multi-talented woman, if I've ever heard it, if I've ever seen one, heard of one. You go, Shirley Matthews, RIP. Great song, the Big Town Boy. And then, as I said, another Toronto soul, Canadian soul classic. That's not really well known, but the song Walking on My Mind by Diane Brooks from 1969. All right, that's about it. We've got one more song for you, because there's only a couple minutes left. And, you know, I know I've played a lot of old music today. I like listening to old music, but I also listen to the new stuff. I'm in touch with what the kids are listening to. And, yes, I have listened to Solange's new album, A Seat at the Table. It's very good. It's great. So I'm going to play the song Mad featuring Lil Wayne, not only because it's great, but because I'm amazed that I like a song with Lil Wayne in it. So yeah, Solange, enjoy. And that's it. Rock from Rush is up next. It's been a pleasure. Show is A Face for Radio. I'm Eric Coates. We'll be back next week, hopefully with less technical issues, and hopefully with an interview with Molly Ryan. So enjoy.
They still owe me bucks, so I got the right to get bucked, but I try not to let it build up. I'm too high, I'm too bad, or too much, so I let it go, let it go, let it go.
I ran into this girl, she said, why you always blame it? Why you can't just face it? Why you always gotta be so mad?
I used to rock hand-me-downs, and now I rock standing crowds. But it's hard when you only got fans around and no fam around. And if they all, then their hands is out, and they pointing fingers. When I wear this fucking bird, I'm in a bank plan, stack it down, and I laugh at frowns. What they mad about? Cause here come this motherfucker with this mass account that didn't wear a cap and gown. Are you mad? Cause the judge, they give me more time. And when I tipped the suicide, I didn't die. I remember how mad I was on that day. Man, you gotta let it go before I get up in the way. Let it go, let it go.
I ran into this girl, she said, why you